Listen, we're talking about shopping this morning, and of course Festival City, a big shopping centre. But we're also talking about the flip side of that, which is giving, which is front and centre of many people's minds at this time of year. And philanthropy, I'm happy to say, is on the rise in the Middle East, up by about 4% year on year in 2016 from the Middle East. That's according to a new report from Art and Capital. And I wanted to find out more about this and trends when it comes to philanthropy, particularly among rich people and ultra high net worth people here in this region. So I sat down with the boss, the CEO of Art and Capital. He's John Hannafin. This is what he had to say.
We sit very closely with these people, and going through their files, we have realized over the last 36 months that there is an increasing amount of money being transferred into either their own foundations or societies, or indeed directly to other foundations around the world to help people, possibly from their own jurisdiction. And I think the refugee crisis in the last 12 to 18 months has seen an uplift and is one of the reasons behind this. You know, perhaps a lot of it is due to where we are in the world. There is a background of giving in this region, not just during Ramadan, but outside of Ramadan. And I think with what we've seen with the turmoil around the world, with the crisis of Syria and people being displaced all over the world, certainly people from the GCC have taken the time, have looked at what's going on in the world and do want to give more. Even if they're running multinational companies, with a downturn in profits, they have also decided at the same time to increase their philanthropic giving.
Talk to me about what they're giving to.
I think the two main aspects of where the money is going is education, number one, and health, number two. So it's not just about giving to their own personal foundations for glory, should we say. There is a number of high net worth clients here from this region that are going directly to universities around the world to set up wings and foundations in these universities. And you'll see here, for example, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. We have this initiative called, I think it's called the Right to Read, and we have Book Week over here, and that's been very prevalent this year.
Finally, what trends do you see in 2017? What's your crystal ball telling you?
Well, I think, look, 2016 has been an incredible year. We've had Brexit, we've had Trump, we've had Turkish coups, we've had differences in opinion in governments all over the world. So it's been very encouraging from our perspective to see that in a year where you think philanthropic giving would be down 10% to 20%, it's actually up 4%. And we have seen the highest levels of giving have come from the Middle East. We at Art and Capital and WealthX, we think that's going to continue. We think 2017 will be certainly financially a better year, despite the implications of Mr. Trump coming into power internationally. All the stock markets are up, and we think, obviously, that will have an effect on global markets. And we see, certainly, our report this time next year, we hope for a 10% increase.
Let's hope so. John Hannafin there of Art and Capital, then your report on philanthropy out recently.
Do you know, philanthropy is a great thing, and you know, I think a lot of people here, I mean, and in the Islamic world, zakat is the sort of tax that you give, supposedly a tax, but a sort of charity, an amount that you give in times like Ramadan and certain times of the year, auspicious times of the year. And I sometimes see people or individual cases where I will give a bit of money that I can identify with. But sort of wider philanthropy, I think it's something which, the word philanthropy is different from what I would call charity, which sort of indicates small amounts. Philanthropy is when you're a billionaire, a multi-billionaire, and you want to start giving large chunks of your money away. It's something that the average person, just the word philanthropy turns me off, because I know it's nothing to do with me.
I where charity ends and philanthropy begins, I'm not entirely sure. It's possibly semantics.
It is a money amount, I'm sure.
One of the things that John mentioned there in the interview, he said some philanthropy is vanity. There's no question about it. It is wanting a legacy and building a museum, hospital wing with your name in lights above it. Is that really for the good of the people who use it or for prestige? Maybe a little bit of both. And you could argue that, look, if prestige is the price you pay to have a new hospital wing built, then fine. That's okay. But I know Bill Gates has mentioned this on several times, and he's part of the Giving Pledge and giving more than half of his wealth away. He has said, and it's a counter argument to the argument that there is too much, that the wealth is too unevenly distributed in the world. So the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. He says, yes, that is true, but if you look at what rich people do, the vast majority of them just give their money away. If you look at what I'm doing, what Mark Zuckerberg...
I mean, if you've got $5 billion, you give away three. Oh, fantastic, you're a great person. But the poor labourer here in Dubai, who's earning 1,000 dirhams a month and gives away 100, it's far more pain for him to dispense with that 100. I mean, it's just relativity would suggest that, you know, philanthropy isn't necessarily better than charity.
No.
It's a much bigger amount.
And the giving pledge is just for those with $1 billion or more. So most of us in this studio wouldn't comment. I can't comment for
producer Georgia Tolley.
Exactly, yes. But half a Dorset. But
she's a gentleman farmer.
And we were talking, weren't we, only a few weeks ago about some of the Gulf billionaires who've joined the giving pledge. This is the Warren Buffett, Bill Gates initiative. If you have $1 billion, you should aim to give away at least half of your wealth during your lifetime. And PNC Menon of Sober Group, he's joined it. You've got Prince Alwali bin Talal, he's joined it as well. Varki, they've joined the giving pledge as well.
Oh, very well, isn't it? People sort of that level saying they're going to give away half their earn. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Could you do it? Give away half and still survive?
Yes, I could.
Could you?
Of course I could.
I don't think I could.
Yeah, I could downsize my lifestyle. Absolutely.
Get rid of the wife and kids. That sort of thing.
That would be one way of doing it. Just not by watches.
Sorry, that's what you were implying. Yeah, there was a smile on your face. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah. I'm very lucky and privileged and could definitely.
Okay,
would I want to? Absolutely not. No,
of course not. No.
No, and I'm not at the stage yet where if I did that, and Warren Buffett's phrase is, look, I do not miss out on a trip to Disneyland by doing this. It makes no difference to my lifestyle. It would make a difference to my lifestyle. Could I do it? Yes.
A text in from Colin. We were talking about the fact that Georgia brought back hundreds of suitcases full of Lego here because it was cheaper to bring it back in from the UK, given the exchange rate and things with the sterling, that than actually buy it here in Dubai. How much did you save, roughly, in percentage terms?
Well, I think I saved at least 30%.
30%?
Yeah.
Which
maybe more in some cases, because I bought all my summer clothes in a sale, so I got those 70% I saved there.
Colin has texted in saying, look, you know, for years been charged about 20% more than in other countries here. I don't buy here, as I object to being consistently, as he puts it, gouged. I mean, you have your choice. And I have to say, it's not cheap to put malls into Dubai with wonderful features in them, the aquariums and all of the other features that you've got in these wonderful malls, ice rinks and things. That ain't cheap, you know, and that's a lot better in terms of the shopping experience than in most European malls, for sure.